Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Since very early on in the coronavirus pandemic, one of, if not the, biggest question has been, when will we see a vaccine? Good news on that front finally emerged this week as Cambridge-based Moderna announced that phase one of its testing on a vaccine has delivered positive results. It's still very early in the process, but it is a start. So for more on what we know and what we don't about treating COVID-19, we're joined by Dr. Sandro Galea, Dean and Professor at BU School of Public Health. Dr. Galea, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Yeah, thanks for having me back.
Oh, it's great to have you back. And I want to start with that vaccine. Can you tell us what we can learn from these early phase one results? I know it was a small number of people they tested it on.
Yeah, I think you said it well when you said it's early. So there are three phases of vaccine testing before a vaccine can be used. Phase one is when you give it to a very small group of people to make sure that it's safe. Essentially, what just happened with this is phase one, eight people. We're dealing with only eight people, but they got the drug. It was shown to be safe. And just as importantly, it showed that antibodies developed in the people who received the vaccine. This vaccine is currently called mRNA-1273. And it showed that by taking the vaccine, you essentially replicate the antibodies you get by getting a natural infection, which of course then should make you immune. But we are a long way away. There are still phase two to go and phase three. And phase two, which the company is now heading towards, expands and gives the vaccine to people who have the properties of those who are at high risk, things like age and things like poor physical health. And if that is okay, then you need to move to phase three, where you give it to thousands of people to test for whether it works or not and to make sure it's safe. So it's a good step. It's a good first step. I think you've seen the markets react positively, which is not unreasonable, but we're a long way away from a vaccine.
So phase three would be how many months out? I mean, what's the possible timeline here for when we might actually be giving vaccines to people?
Yes, I knew you were going to ask me that. Everybody wants to know. We're dealing with a year if things go according to plan, a year and a half if they don't. That assumes that this phase one has worked, and then phase two works, and then phase three works. So it takes a while. You have to remember, if when you're getting to phase three, you have to enroll thousands of people. You have to give them the vaccine. You have to monitor them for safety. You have to make sure they develop antibodies, and all of that takes time. So we're looking at a year in an optimistic scenario.
So, Dr. Galea, I want to talk about another medicine. We talked previously on the show about remdesivir, about it possibly having some positive results. We know there have been some results announced now from the federal government as well. What do we know about remdesivir at this point?
Yeah, so now we're dealing with something totally different. This is a treatment now for people who already have COVID-19. So remdesivir has been around for a while. It's been around for almost 10 years. It's a broad-spectrum antiviral medication. This comes from Gilead, the drug company Gilead. And it has been tried against other type of RNA viruses. And this one, it has been tried early on this one. And the results initially were mixed. There was a study from China that showed that remdesivir did not do very much, but it was a small study. It had only about 180 patients. But the excitement right now is because a trial that was done with more than 1,000 patients in the United States, which was run by the NIH, the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease, found that remdesivir reduced time to recovery by more than 30% compared to people who did not take remdesivir. That, to be concrete, people who did not take remdesivir took 15 days to recover. Those with remdesivir took 11 days to recover. And that's very promising. And the way these studies are done is there is a group that monitors the results. And if the results are positive, then the group actually stops the study because it says, we know enough for the study to move to the next phase. So that's very promising. This trial called the ACT trial suggests that remdesivir does work for people who have the disease, and it makes a difference. Now, we should be careful about what that means. We're dealing with 30% faster time to recovery. It still took median recovery time of 11 days. So we're not dealing with a miracle cure, but we are dealing with a drug that makes things better.
Okay, so now we've talked about a vaccine, we've talked about treatment. I do want to talk about prevention, and I have to ask you, Dr. Glay, about something the president said about the anti-malarial drug hydroxychloroquine. Yesterday, he surprised reporters when he announced that he's been taking it as a preventative medication for about a week and a half. Here's a little more of what he said.
And if it's not good, I'll tell you right, I'm not going to get hurt by it. It's been around for 40 years for malaria, for lupus, for other things. I take it. Frontline workers take it. A lot of doctors take it. Excuse me. A lot of doctors take it. I take it. Now, I hope to not be able to take it soon because, you know, I hope they come up with some answer. But I think people should be allowed to.
So I want to get your reaction to that.
Well, the president's surprises are gifts that keep on giving. It's hard to know why the president is taking it. The data are pretty clear at this point on hydroxychloroquine that it really has no tangible benefits. There have been two studies that just came out in the British Medical Journal, one of the leading medical journals in the world, one from China and the other one from France, one an experimental study, one an observational study, and neither of them showed that hydroxychloroquine does what is being suggested it does. And more alarmingly, it's a drug with real side effects. It's both studies show that it causes what's called QT prolongation, which in other words is an abnormal heart rhythm, which can increase the risk of sudden cardiac arrest. So this is a drug with a challenging safety profile that does not really seem to have any benefit in the context of COVID-19. So I certainly would not advise any patient to take it.
And so his assertion that a lot of doctors and frontline workers are taking it, does that seem credible?
Well, I'm not sure that that's a data-based assertion.
Got it. So while we have you on the line, Dr. Galea, any reaction to Governor Baker's announcement of phase one of the reopening plan yesterday?
Yes, I think the governor and the state have announced a cautious reopening plan that seems to me prudent and appropriate. There are phase one, phase two, phase three. When you look at the plan, it says that each phase might be 2 to 3 weeks, which will give people a sense of the path that we're on. It opens up carefully a few essential businesses, things like manufacturing and construction. But it's very clear in the document that it's doing that in the context of monitoring what's going on with the indicators in Massachusetts. But the bottom line is right now, the positive test rate has been down, so 64% since April 15th. Our number of COVID patients in hospital down almost 30%. Average COVID deaths down almost 40%, all in May. So the indicators are all trending in the right direction, which makes it very appropriate, to my mind, for the governor to announce a cautious reopening plan.
That's Dr. Sandro Galea, Dean and Professor of the BU School of Public Health. Dr. Galea, thanks for giving us your time today. I appreciate it.
Thank you again.